Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
48341.
Thank you. And that's 48341.
Say that again.
That's 48341. And what's your name?
Sarah Pauling.
So that's S-A-R-A-H, right?
Yes.
And your last name?
Pauling, P as in Peter, A-U-L-I-N-G.
Thank you. Let's see what's going on, ma'am. All right, have you used your card, Ms. Pauling?
Pardon?
Have you used your card?
My card?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
All right. Yes, ma'am. The reason that I asked is because that's the only way I'll be able to get you pulled up in our system, Ms. Sarah.
I'm calling about the supposed to have won a Dyson V11 vacuum cleaner. And I was filling out the form with my address and everything. And then I hit the claims button, which says claim Dyson V11. And then the box comes up in my address telling me that please match the requested format. And that's as far as it gets.
So it didn't go all the way through. It's telling you to match up the CVVs.
For what?
It's telling you to match up the CVVs.
CVVs?
Hold on 1 second, ma'am. Hold on 1 second, ma'am. And do you know if anyone else's name that these charges could come up in?
No.
All right. Like an email address.
Pardon?
An email address or the last four. But if you haven't been billed, Miss Sarah, that's a good thing, right? If you haven't been billed.
Billed? I'm not supposed to pay anything.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It was the contest.
Right, but I was trying to see that you use your card for anything.
I'm not supposed to pay anything. Why do I need a card?
I'm actually asking you, ma'am. I'm asking you.
I did not use the card. I didn't.
Okay. That's the reason being, ma'am, because I'm trying to get you pulled up in our system. This is customer support. We're customer support. So I'm trying to get you pulled up so I can see what's going on with your account. Does that, like...
I haven't used my card.
How can I help you today, ma'am?
I want to know, did I win the vacuum or not?
I wouldn't know.
The phone number is on the application.
They'll be like, hey, congratulations, Miss Sarah. You are a weekly winner of this product or that product.
Yes, that's what it says.
All right, you gotta do just wait on that prize, Miss Sarah.
Pardon?
I said that's all you have to do is just wait on them to deliver it to you, right, if you won. But how would they deliver it to you if you haven't used your card?
I don't know. But if they told me I had won, then they wanted my address and Gmail and all of that. I filled all that out. Then when I press those buttons to claim the Dyson. That little box come up to my address saying, telling me to please match the requested format. And that's it. I mean, that's nothing else came up.
Understood, ma'am. And it, like I said, it's out there. Yes, ma'am.
I should have got some kind of message that it was completed, I think.
Yes, ma'am. Have you completed it?
Yes. Yeah. That's how I filled out all the information. I pressed the button.
Right.
And then I got the message for me to match the requested format, which I don't know what that means.
So if it's saying match requested format, that means that something ain't lining up somewhere. All that information ain't lining up.
So my address was complete.
I'm not saying I know what it is. Just going off what you just said. It's telling you to match something up. That means something is something ain't lined up with your information.
Well, I don't know what's not lined up, but it's correct. Everything's correct.
Right. I mean, I get it. I just don't know what other reason it be for it to stop or why it wouldn't go through.
So what does that mean? I don't get the vacuum cleaner?
You probably still get it, ma'am. I don't want you to think that I'm saying you're not going to win it if you already won.
Oh. Well, how long does it take to get it?
Like 5 to 7 business days.
5 to 7?
Yes, ma'am.
So if I don't get it, do I call back or what?
You'll know if you got it. You'll know.
Well, if I don't get it, what do I do?
You could just, if you don't get it and you want it, then you try and email who's supposed to be delivering it to you. But if you want it, then you'll get it, ma'am. But if you haven't used your card, then there's no way that they could even get it to you. Because that's your shipping.
So they have my address?
Ma'am.
Huh?
You said that they have your address?
Yes. All the information is on the form that I clicked.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Understood.
And it says there's nothing. I'm not supposed to have to pay anything for it. So the message says, so I don't need a card.
Ma'am, I think you're making it harder. Like, if you win, then you'll need the card, because that's how you're gonna pay that shipping. You gotta pay the shipping to get the product delivered to you. You get what I'm saying?
It said I had no fees of any kind. That's what the thing says. Now you're telling me I need to pay on shipping?
If you win the product, I'm talking with us, if you win that product, they're going to have to send it to you. So you pay a shipping fee. And I can get that website for you, ma'am. And you can go on that site and find all the information that you need, Miss Sarah.
Well, I'm really confused when they said there's no cost to me at all. But I'll check the website. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll check the website.
You should see it, like, when you went online. Are you seeing it on Facebook?
Do I see what?
Did you see it on Facebook?
No, I didn't see anything. They just sent me the Gmail saying I won.
Yes, ma'am. Wherever that where you got that Gmail from, that's where you can go back on, ma'am.
Oh, boy.
I know it sounds like a lot, ma'am.
No, but I don't remember seeing anything about an email in the message on my Gmail. It didn't give me any. Just had the phone number for customer service, which is you.
Yes, ma'am, and that's where the information is stated on that site. So I don't think you've won, ma'am. I don't think you won it because you can't win without entering that information. So you didn't win. You get what I'm saying?
Well, why would they send me one saying I'm a winner?
Because you want to have your name drawn.
And my congratulations, I'm a winner. And to fill out the form, and I did that with my address and Gmail, which is what they sent it to my Gmail in the first place.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think you could get that and then them telling you without you having using your card, ma'am. So I won't say that you've won.
Well, how can you say that when this big letters told me I did? It didn't say I was in a contest. It said I had won. I had actually won the vacuum cleaner. It didn't say I was in a pool.
I understand, ma'am.
So something ain't right somewhere.
I understand that. I'm trying to explain it to you, ma'am, that that's how it would go. You won't be able to get it until you use your card. And I can't guarantee that once you use your card, then.
How much is the charge?
Wait 1 second, please. Yes, ma'am. So I promise you, ma'am, you haven't won, and you're gonna miss out on it. I won't let you miss out on it if you had won, Miss Sarah. I won't let you miss out on it, ma'am.
You gonna what?
I wouldn't let you miss out on it if you had won. You haven't won. You haven't won, unfortunately, ma'am.
Well, I don't know how you can say that when that's what my Gmail tells me. It's from Home Depot.
All right, ma'am.
There's something going somewhere. And it didn't ask for my card or nothing on my Gmail when I filled out the form. And then I was supposed to press the button that I had completed it. And that's what I did. That's when a little message box come in my address.
I get that. But yes, ma'am, this was going on. That's exactly what's taking place, ma'am.
What's exactly taking place?
Yes, ma'am. You still here with me, ma'am?
Pardon?
You still here with me?
Yeah. Is there a manager I can talk to or somebody?
Do you feel?
No, you do.
I get it, ma'am. You feel that you want it and you don't want to miss out on it?
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to tell you, Miss Sarah. I promise you, ma'am. I'm trying to tell you that I would not have you on the line knowing that you've won and be telling you this. If you won, I'll be able to pull you up in the system because you have to use your card. So I'll be transferring you, but they won't, they're going to tell you the same thing. You don't have an account.
Well, this is not making sense. The instructions and all my Gmail says that I pay, have no to pay any money for anything. That's what it's in black and white in the message. It's on my Gmail. It didn't say anything about paying shipping and handling or whatever.
I get that, man. Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't let you like not win your product, ma'am. I'll make sure that you got it if you won.
Is this through Home Depot?
Yes, ma'am. We partner. We're a third party call center, so we do partner with different companies, over 400 to be exact.
Because today is the last day for that contest.
It's not. It's not the last day for it, ma'am.
Well, that's what it says in the message. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. It's not. Yes, ma'am. I promise you, ma'am. You're okay. You're okay. Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I hate that you didn't win. That you haven't won. If you haven't used your car, there's no way that they can even get you. You get what I'm saying?
Well, like I said, they got my address.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, they have none of your information in the system. Only thing we have is your phone number. And that's just because you called off this line.
Well, something is funny. I don't know.
No, ma'am. It's a contest entry. It's telling you, you just gotta read it. You gotta look at it. Ain't nothing funny about it, ma'am.
Well, you didn't tell me how much is the shipping and handling.
I didn't see it. You'll have to see all that because it's gonna vary between $5 and $6. Yes, ma'am.
So on the form on my Gmail, there is no place for me to put anything, any address, any card or anything. It didn't ask me for any money.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, that's the only way that you can win. I'm not telling you to put it in if you don't want to put it in, but there's no way you can win if you don't pay that shipping.
I can't pay it if I don't come up on the screen. I'm going to pay it.
I understand, ma'am.
Because they didn't ask for any kind of money from me. So I could figure out what they meant by please match the requested format. I don't know what that means.
I agree. That's why I said it got to be something small that ain't lined up, right? Either address or it's something small.
Everything's correct on the form. I rechecked and rechecked and rechecked. So there's nothing wrong with it. Even my Gmail is correct.
That is unfortunate. Yes, ma'am. If there was anything else that I could do for the account, I would. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I say, something is not right. I don't know.
I promise you, ma'am, I won. So you feel that you won it?
Pardon?
So you feel that you won the vacuum?
It said, congratulations, you have won the Dyson V2 or V11 or whatever vacuum cleaner. And they wanted me to fill out my name and address and Gmail and stuff. And I filled all that out in there. But they said, you have won. It didn't say you may have won or might win or nothing. It just said, you have won. Congratulations. And this is the last day I can claim it.
You get it. Ma'am. I said, I get it, ma'am. I wish it was more that I could do for you. I wish your mother could do for you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Get the number of who's hosting this contest.
You said who's holding the contest?
Yeah. I don't think it didn't say Home Depot holding the contest.
You said you think they convinced you that they haven't.
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am. It's a third party call center, so it's just partner with Home Depot. Yes, ma'am. It's not actually Home Depot.
Well, can I speak to the third party?
You are. We are the third party.
Well, you're the third party.
Yes, ma'am. I promise you, ma'am, you haven't missed out. I'm not going to let you miss out on your vacuum. You haven't won it. You haven't won it. I promise you, if you get out of this call, ma'am, you won't be losing, ma'am.
So you're saying I did not win it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why the heck would they say so? This is what I'm concerned about. If somebody tell you you want something, I shouldn't have to go through all this stuff. And if you all are the third parties, there should be some answer somewhere.
I wish I could help you. I wish it was more than I could do.
Well, I gotta check on something else.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Yeah.
You have a good day, ma'am, if that's all the help you need.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right. Good day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. All right.